Well, gotta take that off. Oh, hey, everybody. Yeah. Oh, already started the wet t-shirt stab. Oh, it's a new feature. New feature around here.
I have won every wet t-shirt contest I have ever been in.
Have you been in many?
Just the one.
Okay, well, still, that's...
A win is a win.
Yeah, it's batting 1,000. Hall of Fame numbers.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned 3 specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called... Stab.
In this spine-tingling episode of The Stab Show, Comedy Yacht Club's Jack Marie teaches a fish how to man, and it eats for a lifetime. 6 Degrees of Strangers, Setu Chidambaram, damn it, Chidambaram, has to go undercover to infiltrate an illegal underground Tamagotchi breeding farm and save dozens of abused digital black market pets. And Stab Show champion Molly Doan attempts to teach advanced calculus to a summer school class of just... really terrible spoiled brats. Meanwhile, me, your host, Jesse Jones, has amnesia right before the big report that my firm has been counting on for months, and whoops, I just slipped and spilled all my visual aids! All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now, let's dive right into the program with segment 1. It's reorganization, because why wouldn't it be? If reorganization has taught us anything over these 11 years, it's that acronyms can and do simplify everyday speech to a degree that hours, nay, days, are saved simply by abbreviating stuff, saving us precious seconds every day. And them fuckers add up. As a matter of fact, one of those acronyms are AAMOF, or as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to need you to immediately forget what AAMOF might actually already stand for, and instead give me who or what else AAMOF might stand for or represent to you, Jack Marie. Let's hear your AAMOF.
Okay, I love it when we get a double A, because it's always the American Association.
Sure.
AAMOF, the American Association for Mothers of Fuckers.
Yeah.
Disclaimer. This is not a support group for mothers of men who fuck.
No.
Obviously, if you raised a first-place top dog roided-up alpha male, or even a day-trading, wine-chilling, Adderall-popping sigma male who's now drowning in pussy, you don't need a support group. But in case you were looking, this isn't that. This is a support group for mothers of absolute fuckers. Just little fucking assholes. Women hate your son. You'll never be a grandmother. Men hate him. Even dogs hate him.
Ugh.
Cats have been known to commit suicide when he walks into the room.
Oh.
Hamsters don't seem to have a problem with him, but that's because they're little fuckers too.
Well, yeah.
Does this sound like your son? Are you wondering what went wrong? AAMOF can help. We're dedicated to providing support to mothers of fuckers. It's not your fault, Mom. Probably.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We don't have to get into the whole nature versus
nurture
thing here.
I mean, you had a hard enough time. But I don't want to think about cats killing themselves. I don't even know what that would look like, and I don't want to think about it now.
AAMOF can help you too.
Okay.
If you pretend to be the mother of a fucker.
Oh.
Yeah, they're very gatekeepy.
Yeah, that is specific. Thank you, Jack. Wonderful. Hey, say two.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi there. Welcome to the program. We'll get into that later. Let's just introduce yourself with your first prompt. Your AAMOF. What have you?
I just went for the basics here. OF has been a very common acronym nowadays.
Sure.
At OnlyFans. I was also like, I'm new to this country. I've been here for many years now, almost a decade.
Yeah.
But it's always the armed American OnlyFans accounts.
Okay.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. It's we love our guns. It's all Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment stuff. Mm. It's an OnlyFans featuring guns, and they're proud Americans.
Yeah. Oh. I hate how likely that is to exist.
It probably does.
because OnlyFans isn't all. It's not specifically. I mean, I don't know. I haven't dredged too deeply into OnlyFans. I assume it's largely adult in nature, but it doesn't have to be, right? You can make people pay to watch other things.
I think it's one of those things that they try to ban the adult content there. Yeah.
But what other content is there?
And like pretty much they lost all their their people.
Well, all right. Shit. Now I'm going to look up
AMLF.
Armed Americans. Aren't we all? I'm not. Well, I own a bow and arrow. I guess I'm armed.
I have two arms.
Oh. Nailed it. Boom.
That's the other play on it. It was only single armed American.
Sure. Tie into tonight's sold out 9 p.m. show. Molly Doan.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see what you've brought with you in terms of an AAMOF.
Great. Hi, everyone. I'm an annoying white lady. Give it up. What's going on? Happy Pride Month. A lot of people don't know this, but Pride Month isn't just about gay people. It's also about straight white women that like cocktails. And do I have a hack for you to use at every restaurant to get cocktails? It's called AAMOF, and it stands for an automatic margarita offered free. AAOMF. And all you have to do is go to any restaurant. Any restaurant. Personally, I would say it's easier to do this at a small business, but that's just me and my own creative process and personal approach. Go to your favorite restaurant, sit down, call the server over. When they ask you if you're ready to order, say, I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm sorry, your restaurant is stinky. I'd like a free margarita. And there you go. If you get pushback, which can happen, okay, as we all know, restaurant workers are treated the best and act the worst towards beautiful people. You need to hold your ground, girl. This is important to get your AAMOF and get litty with your clitties and your gurneys. Double down on saying the restaurant stinks and nicely but rudely lie and say you saw mice sitting at the table across from you and you'd like a free margarita, please. Restaurants know they shouldn't have mice, let alone serve them. So if you call that shit out, they should do everything to hide their mice problem. Now, some people have followed my advice to get an AAMOF and have ended up being physically removed from the restaurant and banned for life. Or they even go viral as Karens. That's not what you want. This is important and everyone needs to listen. In order for this to work, you have to be hot. You have to be physically attractive, okay? Yeah. You have to be hot or you'll be called a Karen. If you're hot enough, you will not be a Karen. That's the rule society created, not me. If you're hot enough and say you have followers, restaurants will usually realize it's easy for the restaurant to just give you your margarita. Now, it'll probably be watered down, but that's when you go to the bathroom and pump hand soap in it. I'm pretty sure anything that tastes bad has alky in it, and there's nothing better this Pride Month than slurping down Dove soap margies with your girlies that don't have to work. AAMOF.
Oh. Dove soap margies.
God damn it.
Dove soap margies. It's the drink of the summer.
Oh, now I don't have to listen to the rest of the show. I've got the title, so we'll just... You can just hand your work in. I'll just feed it through a chatbot.
Great.
Oh, well, let's take a quick moment to get to know our wonderful wonderfuls. Hey, Jack.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm just fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I need to stop asking that.
Yeah.
Especially when it was made very clear in the pre-shows that they probably will not have heard.
Fine. Then we can start anew.
Yeah. What are you up to? That's a better question.
Well, I got like one of those paying jobs.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I know. So that's a new experience.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not brand new. I have worked before, sure. But not in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, It's fun. I'm working with kids. I love working with kids.
That's nice.
This is actually the outfit I was planning on wearing to work today. They let me. They just let me wear whatever.
Okay.
It's a great job.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm very happy with it, which I was not expecting to be happy with my paying job, but then I found a good one. So.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've got. I don't know that it's. I mean, it pays, and it's mostly. Simple and straightforward. So what more can I ask?
Well, I mean, you've got ample space to decorate your cubicle, and I think that makes a huge difference.
It really does.
I don't have a cubicle, but I get to wear sweats.
Yeah.
So
it's a trade-off there.
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
Little give, little take.
Well, if we're just dragging you out to perform for this program, then that's good. I'll get you on more. Hopefully you're still doing stuffs.
Yeah, well, my schedule has at first it was all over the place, but now it's stabilized. It's,
nice.
So I'm hoping to start coming out again.
Sounds good.
I say that every time I'm on the show.
But
one day I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, we're just glad to have you now.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Jack. Say two.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi there. You are among a parade of new faces. I'm trotting out a bunch of new folk, which is long time coming. Michelle Petro, you come suggested from Michelle. And I don't know why I didn't think about it earlier. You were here, I was going to say not so long ago, but that's because time has folded in on itself. And the last 3 years are yesterday. but you were here doing sketch with Los Sexy Banditos.
Yes.
Way back when.
Way back when.
And so I knew you did some writing, so I don't know why I didn't put two and two together, but I'm glad to have you now.
Writing's like homework.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
This is the most homeworky show in town.
And I enjoyed the 24-hour deadline.
It was like 30...
36 hours.
No, it was morning.
I enjoyed
32.
The deadline.
It's probably 32.
Because otherwise it's like, you write... You have to go back, you need to fix it, come back. It's not the first instinct stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoy the first instinct stuff.
I always need the deadline myself because I don't leave me to my own devices. My own devices are rusty and sharp and do not like to be used. I need to be forced. So, glad to have you. Had you a little while ago with the 6 degrees?
Yes, sir. That's my monthly improv hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I started rowing crew on the lake in Lake Natoma. So that's my 2 to 3 days a week thing.
Oh.
So something needed to take a backseat.
Okay.
So I've been doing improv for about 8 years now. So I'm like, okay, time to move on or find other things to do.
Yeah.
But the weird part is the average age of the group that I'm with is in their 50s.
Mm.
And older, mostly retired. So when I told them that I'm doing the show, they're like, oh, what time? 7:30. Oh, that's too late.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they are all tucked in with some Dawn soap margies.
I felt the same way.
The other question they had was, is it going to be raunchy?
Mm.
I was like, maybe.
It's,
mine get raunchier as we go.
To taste. Well, super happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry it took so long, and if you enjoyed it at all, I'll bother you again soon. Molly Down!
Hello.
Hi there. How are you, Molly?
I'm good. Sorry, I have myself on mute when I'm not talking.
That's all right.
The chair I'm in will make sounds, and I don't want y'all to think that I'm tooting over here.
It's very thoughtful of you. What are you up to down in the Los Angeles?
What am I doing down here?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I actually just got back. I took a long trip to Washington, and I went ziplining for the first time, which was pretty cool. Yeah, it was a nice, cool forest, and now I'm back in L.A., and it's not hot outside, but it's hot in my apartment. My apartment is inconveniently placed in relation to the sun. So when it gets to be warmer weather, it's kind of miserable, but...
Yeah.
I did invest in a swamp cooler this year, and that kind of has changed the game.
Nice.
Get your swamp coolers, folks. They're not just for swamps.
Yeah, no.
Even though that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, they're for the indoors now.
Yeah, energy efficient.
Yeah. Well, good to have you. doing much regular performing anymore?
No.
No?
No, yeah, I am.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I perform at least every Wednesday with the Shared Experience Studio.
Nice.
We perform at the Yard Theater in Hollywood on a Melrose. Okay. So that's pretty fun.
Cool.
And yeah, then I'm just bopping around town doing stuff. And yeah, that's what's going on. Dove Soap Margie's.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Dove Soap Margie summer.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm living for it. Let's get back into it. It's segment two. I'm sorry, I don't need to yell at you. Segment two. It's bulletin board. Need to let a bunch of acquaintances at work know about your stand-up class graduation show? Tack that shit to a bulletin board. Want to alert everyone in the quad to the fact that you've got a still pretty good futon that's just, like, available for anybody who wants it? Flyer, meet your new best friends, push pin, and cork slab. As a matter of fact, there's very little that the wonderful bulletin board can't do for humankind, which is why in bulletin board you're asked to give us three things you might find on a bulletin board hung in the break room of the physical manifestation of a specific imaginary place or concept. I'm sorry I gave you a very difficult one on your first show, say two. Today's pretty much entirely imaginary place or concept, rational, calm, reasonable discourse between people with differing opinions. Now, if rational, calm, reasonable discourse between people with differing opinions had a corporate headquarters, complete with a small kitchenette, maybe with a coffee maker, an 800-watt microwave, what then might you find on said bulletin board in said break room? So let's see how you guys did with this. It's one of the more abstract, more complicated bulletin boards that I've doled out. So thank you, please and thank you. Jack, first time around, we go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, three times. That's how segment twos generally work. Jack, let's hear your first calm, reasonable, rational discourse bulletin board.
An inspiring note for management that just says, remember, passive-aggressive is just another word for success.
God damn it. Couldn't be positive. It couldn't be positive.
None of them are.
It immediately had to point out how this can't exist. I get it. I get it. I try. Sometimes I try to do nice things. Say two. What do you have in way of this weird break room bulletin board?
So most bulletin boards usually have this sort of religious poster.
Sure.
It's like join us sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I was going for like, so the 10 commandments, they're the 10 suggestions.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like, you may praise a god. You may know idols in your religion.
Okay.
You may say the Lord's name in vain.
May. You don't have.
You may observe the Sabbath. You may respect your mother and father. Yeah. You may not murder. You may not commit adultery.
Yeah. Give or take.
You may not steal.
Mm-hmm.
You may not bear false witness. And you may not covet your neighbor's belongings.
Yeah.
Those are 10 suggestions.
Yeah. If you could.
If you could.
Maybe don't. That's much more user-friendly.
Yeah, it's a rational world. People make rational decisions.
Thou shalt. That is really bossy.
Yeah.
Molly, calm, rational discourse between people with differing opinions, break room, bulletin board, number one, what do you got?
Yeah, I thought about what this world would be like. This was a really rough, this was a hard one. This was probably tier one difficulty.
Yeah, it was up there.
But it's okay. We all did great. This one is mine.
It's not all softballs, guys. Sometimes I give you thinkers.
Okay, so it's a post for an angry kickboxing class now being offered at the fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
When people no longer lash out at others with differing opinions, natural anger from systemic crimes constantly being committed towards humanity will build up and store in the body. That is not good. Or, you know, maybe you're just having a rough day and in a bad mood. That is not good. Kick it out, baby. We got bags and bags and bags and bags to kick. Class taught by instructor Mr. Gary Gary.
Oh, Gary Gary. He's a good guy.
Love Gary Gary.
Oh, such a good guy. Second time around, Jack, you know what the hell it is.
Employee of the month, Brad. Brad only deals in logic and hard facts, unlike those crazy bitches he meets on eHarmony.
Oh, well, I guess.
Congratulations, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, eHarmony bitches are the worst.
Well, I guess if you're still on eHarmony, then yeah. You've really committed. You've planted your feet. Thank you, Jack. Say two, second time around.
This one goes a little nerdy.
Good.
So it's, you know how there are rational numbers?
Mm.
It's a thing. There are also irrational numbers.
It's true.
So this flyer reads, irrational numbers, are they pseudoscience? Basically, any fraction that doesn't divide by itself is an irrational number.
Mm-hmm.
So should they exist? It's a philosophical question.
It is.
In this rational world?
Oh. And don't even get them started on negative I. Oh, jeez.
Those are complex.
Oh.
That's a pun. They're complex numbers.
Hell yeah. So good, Saytu. Thank you. Molly, second time through this bulletin board. What have you?
Great. It is a flyer for Scream Rooms. Now open at the fitness center. Book a one-hour reservation at our Scream Rooms.
Nice.
This is a room where you can scream. And now that you're away from that person, mm-hmm. you can say that they're fucking dumb. And yeah, they have a point, I guess, but they're annoying. And yeah, it's always good to learn from others, but sometimes you need to scream that someone is dumb. And for an extra $20, you can book a stand-in person to scream at.
Ooh.
And scream that they're dumb. To book now, email Mr. Gary Gary at AOL.com.
Oh. Now, is it, it's MRGARYGARY at AOL.com? That's, or there is there a dot in there?
There's a dash. He was able to get a dash in his email. It's not an underscore. It's a dash.
Oh, nice.
It's a hyphen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Scream Room. Scream Room, yes.
Scream!
Scream Room, yes. A couple years ago, I thought I invented the what I called the break rooms, where it was you go in and smash some shit, but apparently somebody beat me to that.
Yeah, well, it was always you were the only one that was breaking stuff. You didn't let anybody else do it. You're just, no, watch me.
Yeah. my private party break room. Just
yeah,
go to.
That would be a fun birthday party, though. Invite everybody over to watch you like break a bunch of teapots.
Just go to everybody. Bring a porcelain item from the thrift store, and I will break it for you. Oh, and just feel so good.
And then make a mosaic.
Oh shit, that's a second level that I enjoy. I know what I'm doing for my birthday. Oh, it was just my birthday. I don't have to wait 11 more months.
Half birthdays,
almost
bro.
11 and a half.
Half birthdays.
All right. Well, then November 23rd. Wait, isn't that Thanksgiving? Oh, that's perfect. All right.
It's already a holiday.
Fine China.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, some precious moments figurines. Jack, third time around, let's close out the break room bulletin board of the rational, calm, reasonable discourse between people with differing opinions place.
All right, mandatory training seminar. How to gently remind someone that their status as a member of an oppressed class doesn't make their opinion on the mechanisms of their oppression any more valid than your own, with handmade felt puppets.
Yeah. I mean, you have to make your puppet first, and then you speak.
It's going
to
be a fun time.
Oh, so good.
Mm.
So good. All the emotions put into that felt. thank you, Jack. So, two, third time around, the break room bulletin board of this place.
Do you have unreasonable thoughts?
Yeah.
Join us for anonymous therapy.
Oh.
That's all I have. It's therapy for unreasonable thoughts. It's real life.
Yeah.
One smack anonymous. Those unreasonable thoughts away.
One anonymous therapy, too. Yeah. Kind of like a confessional, but like no screen and like a voice changer.
I think about it as like this world in my head is like this authoritarian regime. Where
there's
you
a little
have,
bit of that in there.
You can only have rational thoughts.
Sure. All right. Fine. Fine, Brazil me. Fine, 84 me. Say two, for Christ's sake. All right. Molly, let's close out this bulletin board, shall we? What do you got?
Great. Okay, so this is perfect because my last one is also a flyers for an anonymous meeting.
Ooh.
This is Existentialists Anonymous. They're meetings every Monday in the rec room. For those that have realized through rational, calm, reasonable discourse that everything we're fighting about has been strategically constructed to pin the working class against each other mm-hmm. as a distraction to make the rich richer. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Harambe. Free donuts. The good kind, not that dumb glazed shit. Group led by Mr. Gary Gary.
Hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah. Oh, this guy's got his finger on so many pulses.
It's not the gig economy, it's the Gary Gary economy.
Yeah.
There was this thing where there was a soccer player called Jemba Jemba.
Mm.
He was named so well, they named him twice.
God damn it. Thank you.
Yeah. So Mr. Gary Gary.
Yeah.
Named so good, they named him twice.
Hell yeah. And yeah, most popular soccer players do seem to lose a name. So one keeping two names, it has to be the same one. Otherwise it doesn't work. thank you, Saitu. Segment three, it's Sell It on Craigslist. I keep yelling. I'm sorry. Might you need to be moving soon? Or helping someone else move? Or just, you know, needing to make a little bit of cash from your stuff rather than just hurling it all of it into the fucking sun? Well, then it sounds like you need to unburden yourself on Craigslist. In Sell It on Craigslist, you're asked to give us your Craigslist postings trying to sell the following things. Jack Marie! I'm looking forward to this. Let's hear your Craigslist ad selling your set of custom action figures you've made of all of your friends.
For sale. 3 high-quality action figures, mm-hmm. custom, of my ex-friends.
Oh, no.
Joel. Joel is 12 inches tall with long, greasy hair and an AC/DC graphic tee.
Mm-hmm.
Joel comes with a guitar he hangs in his living room so girls think he can play. It's missing a string so that he has an excuse if they ask to hear him play.
Oh.
He also comes with a detachable mustache because sometimes he shaves it. Joel is Joel is anatomically correct because once I saw his dick in the locker room and I could not get it out of my mind. How does it even fit in pants? Needless to say, his pants will be too big on the other action figures. You know, if you want to swap their clothes.
Yeah. And as you would.
Yeah. Bethany. Bethany is also 12 inches tall and anatomically correct because we used to date. I actually made a plaster mold of her labia that I then replicated perfectly to scale. She comes with strappy heels that she will invariably take off because they're uncomfortable, so you have to carry her back to the goddamn car. She also comes with a copy of her favorite book, The Brothers Karamazov, that I know for a fact she has never ever read, but carries with her everywhere. Branton.
Mm.
Branton comes with aviators fused to his face because he never takes the fucking things off. He's got a relaxed beach bum style, even though he's afraid of the ocean. Think someday the ocean is going to come marching right to Sacramento and suck him out to fucking sea.
Sure.
He's in permanent briefs like a Ken doll because I have no idea what's going on down there, except that apparently Bethany liked it better than mine because she cheated on me with a man who said monkey NFTs were going to change the world. $400 or best offer. No lowballs. I know what I have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially a Branton. I irrationally hate that.
You were supposed to.
People, looking at you, Molly, people deliver a lot of silly names in this show. And I don't know that one has made me angrier than Branton.
Yeah, that's unsettling.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even funny or if it's crossed the line.
Yeah.
Well, he's from the Midwest.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Yeah.
It feels too real, but it's not. It's,
yeah.
It's very interesting.
you've straddled Brandon and Branson to get to Branton, you son of a... Okay. We gotta hurry this along. Saitu, let's hear your Craigslist post. You're offering your services as an imaginary friend.
Well, cowabunga, my dudes. It's me, Dustin. How's it hanging?
Need a friend to hang out, drink some brewskis. I'm your man. Let's surf, turf, and hit up some hotties. I'll swing both ways. I'll boost your confidence in your head. Cowabunga. It's a picture of a dude with like full locks. No, it's like, imagine a surfer dude.
Sure.
With like Oakleys.
Mm.
And yeah.
Oh.
I can be the friend of your imagination.
Oh, that'd be nice. Make me feel good in my head.
Branton, is that you?
It sounded like Branton. I wasn't going to say it. But yes, I believe we found Branton in the next seat over.
I was debating if I should take the name for the pit.
You could have. You could have done
it. I was like, no, stick to your gut. You wrote this.
Often we assimilate on the fly around here, so that was available to you. Molly Doan, let's wrap up some Craigslisting. You have got... Ah, yes. Oh, fine collection. Molly Doan, let's hear your ad trying to unload a collection of fancy condiments you've assembled over the years.
All right. Hey, everybody, my name's Vag Patage. And I've said a collection of fancy condiments I've assembled over the years. My lawyer grandson, Nathan, came over the other day and went through my collection and told me none of them are safe to me for me to eat. I thought if you put something in the fridge, it keeps forever. Yeah. But you live and you learn, even though I'm just going to do it again, Lamile. Any hoot. I think as a collection, these condiments could be worth a lot. So here I am on Craig's book trying to sell. Got about 75 jars of stuff, hoping to get around 10,000 G's, which I know sounds like a lot, but I don't mind taking the risk. Plus, every condiment holds some type of sentimental value and memories sure. for me, so I ain't selling to no cheap snakes. Nah. Let me tell you, I've lived a life people only cream of, and I got the fancy condiments to prove it. A few of my favorites of the bunch include a spicy beet relish given to me after Bob Dylan fucked the crap out of me. I always get post-coitus condiments and sauces. You see, I always tell my lovers, if the ass is nice, give me something to put on my rice. And I got so many damn condiments. Another one that'll be tough to let go is a sweet honey mustard given to me after Patrick Dempsey and I worked together on Grey's Anatomy. I had a 2-episode arc playing a female patient who couldn't stop pooping. We had such a great time on set, and then he fucked the crap out of me. Got some tzatziki from the guys from Scrubs, too. You guessed it. They effed the C out of me. I think I had a TV doctor phrase, but not forever. Also have a lot of collectible McDonald's sauces from the 60s. And if you're wondering how I got them, it's not what you think. I got the C effed out of me by Ronald McDonald tenderly next to some tender chicken tenders. Grimace was there, but he just watched. Yeah. I never trusted Grimace. Anywho, you can see the rest of my sauces by going through the pictures I posted on this ad. Apologies, I was nude when I was taking the photos and didn't realize that there was a mirror in the shot.
Yeah, yeah.
If interested in the sauces or my body, no strings, reply to this ad. And no cheap snakes.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
There you go.
And yeah, the
Kevin, I need 10 G's.
Yeah.
10,000 G's.
10,000 G's.
Oh, yeah.
She's not afraid to take the risk.
No.
Of asking, you know.
And the chat was not going to gloss over the cheap snakes. So.
So, cheap
yeah.
snakes.
Cheap
yeah.
snakes.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I appreciated that voice. And
I gotta go on vocal rest the next 2 days after that.
Yeah. Just have a bunch of milk. Speaking of milk, for some reason, Milk's over on YouTube, and they said they needed to draw that character immediately. So we'll see.
Please do.
We'll see what we get there.
Yeah. Shout out to Milk.
Yeah, shout out. Milk is the best. Segment four, it's Toyify It. Toys are fun. Games are fun. Adulthood? Effing boo. It sucks. I mean, like, top to bottom. Full stop sucky times. But what would happen if we were to try and make some adulthood situations or scenarios, take those and try to turn them into action figures or playsets? Toyify It. That's what. And in Toyify It, it's your task to come up with the action figures, playsets, games, toys, and other collectively sold separately toys for these everyday situations, scenarios, or concepts. I needed this one this week, Jack. let's hear your toyification of doing your best to do your best.
All right. Well, I was doing my best, and I have trying my best to try my best.
That works.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Oops.
Don't hit the mark every time. That's you tried to do your best.
I tried.
You tried to try.
The toy is an amorphous blob of plastic with a little face that comes with separate wheels, but no indication of where they might attach. None of the wheels are the same size. The pitch. Are you tired of toys that make you feel inadequate? Does Barbie's perfect figure, designer wardrobe, fucking mansion, and slew of successful careers make you want to projectile vomit the leftover pizza you had for breakfast all over the pile of dirty laundry on your bedroom floor? Are you sick in your brain over the unrealistic expectations set by the Transformers? You can't turn into a car. You can't even turn into a productive member of society. Even Silly Putty can do that thing with newspaper. You've never even read a newspaper. Trying my best to try my best is for kids like you. Mm. Kids who tried adulting but found it way too hard. Is it a doll? A car? Did it melt out in the sun? No! It's trying my best to try my best. And this is just the way it is because sometimes it be like that. Launchpad sold separately.
Oh, shit, it's got a launchpad too? Oh, man. Oh, so many different wheels. And a face. Oh, you really tried your best. Look at you. Put you on a shelf. Maybe wipe you down every once in a while.
Why? How are you playing with it?
Well, no, it's just if you put it on a shelf and leave it there, it gets dusty. It gets caked in dust.
Dust.
It deserves better than to just get caked in dust. Thank you. It's trying so hard.
I hate when dust cakes.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Like, how'd you get like this? How'd you get sticky?
Yeah. Why is this?
Yeah, how does it get sticky? Why is my dust sticky? What's in the air that's sticky?
Skin flakes got on you and it was humid? What happened? Oh. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, that was gross. Sorry. But that's all dust is. Our death around us. We're surrounded by reminders of our own mortality, and we call it dust! Sorry. Sorry. hey, say two. Let's hear your toyification. Yeah? Oh, no. What? Oh, no. Let me set you up. Let me get you all set up. Let's hear your toyification of having to start taking care of yourself because you finally got health care and you know everything that's wrong with you now.
So I had two ideas for this.
Okay.
The first one was a collectible toy set of pretty much to raise awareness, and it's an educational playset.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with Diabetes Dave,
yeah.
Cholesterol Chloe, Arthritic Arthur,
uh-huh.
Heart Disease Harry, COVID Corey, mm-hmm. BB Barry.
Oh.
It's essentially they have all the symptoms.
Mm.
So you press whatever part, and it tells you what the problem is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's an educational toy set.
A diagnosis. Some toys.
Yeah, wow. Depending on what you get, you get one from the doctor's office.
Oh, okay.
Telling you as a learning tool, more pamphlets and papers.
Yeah, no more guesswork. Now you know.
The other idea was a voodoo doll video game.
Mm.
The idea was that You're born in a hospital, and then the insurance companies and the hospitals create a voodoo doll. And they store it in their headquarters. So in the video game, you're up against insurance providers. They sure. store your voodoo doll, and every couple of years, they break something, so you come back and get it fixed.
Oh.
So yeah, so you keep deteriorating because it's not the best quality.
Well.
So your job in the video game is to fight against insurance companies and rescue your voodoo doll. And they kill any other voodoo dolls on your way there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an extra layer of difficulty. Now I have to worry about other people? Ugh.
So yeah, I couldn't decide which one I wanted to
no,
do.
No, I'm glad you came with both. We always appreciate that.
The other thing I wrote down was pill reminders on the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got the cases. I haven't filled those in a while. Maybe I need a reminder to fill my pill box.
Pills.
It's mostly just vitamins, because I eat like a fucking 12-year-old. So I need supplements, because I don't get any sort of vitamins in the rest of my diet. And this is why I haven't started. Huh?
You gotta eat that veg.
Ugh.
Man.
Ugh.
You gotta chop it really small. That's how it tastes good.
Oh, all right. You gotta hide it. Because, again, I am a child. So that makes sense. Thank you, Say Two. Molly Doan, let's wrap up our toyifications. Let's see what you've got in way of the toyifying of a simple misunderstanding escalating quickly.
Great. It's a doll, and I wrote it as a little commercial.
Nice.
It's the new doll that's sweeping the nation, Escalating Evelyn. She'll be your new best friend. Talk to her and she talks back. Just pull the string on her back. Try it. Hi, Evelyn.
Did you say guy, Evelyn? Like, I look like a guy? Like, I look like some nasty man begging for beans on the side of the freeway? That's honestly so mean. You're ignorant and I never want to speak to you again.
Escalating Evelyn doesn't have built-in catchphrases like dolls of the past. She's built with AI because we put AI in our kids' toys because it's cool and we don't give a fuck. Thus, Escalating Evelyn can respond to and escalate anything for hours and hours of fun.
Please.
Wow, you look pretty, Evelyn. Would you like some tea?
Oh, so I guess I've always been ugly until today. Is that right? And I need your special tea that tastes like crap to make me pretty or something? That's what you're saying? You're uglier than me. Everyone thinks that. That's what everyone says.
Goddamn.
Escalating Evelyn, do you want to go play?
You asked if I wanted to pay the bill? Literally, every time you suggest a tea party, I say yes, even when I'm busy. Not that you ever fucking care. And then you expect me to pay for this tea that tastes like crap? I'm not made of dollars. I'm made of doll hairs. Skank.
God damn it.
Evelyn, you're my best friend. Was that sarcasm I hear? Wow. Real friend you are. I fucked your dad, and I'm going to keep doing it just to spite you.
Talk to her and she talks back. Just pull the string on her back. Get your new best friend, Escalating Evelyn, where toys are sold.
Where toys are old? Is that what you said? So like I'm an old lady to you? Like I'm old and ugly? Because that's what you said. I will fuck your dad and not feel bad about it if you fuck with me like this. You're gaslighting me.
No. 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 I already had the thing that I hated most in just the line, you're ignorant. Ooh! Ooh!
You're an ignorant gaslighter.
But that laugh has got to, that has got to be isolated. And
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
That has to be eliminated just from human existence because that is the most evil sound I've ever heard.
But you also like this voice.
Yeah.
All right.
I can also see Evelyn ordering an Amoth.
What?
The Amoth. The automatic margarita for free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
She comes call with back. One for free.
She's. I'm sorry. I get this for free. You're ignorant. Oh,
you're ignorant. Oh. You're ignorant. It smells like mice.
All right. Let me get away from this real quick. Segment five, it's movie making ups. If I'm being honest, I haven't actually been to the movies in a good long while. I do most of my movie watching at home, on the TV, on the streaming. I think that means I'm part of the problem. Sorry, Hollywood. But hey, how about you apologize for me by coming up with some new movies in movie makeup? In movie makeup, you're asked to give us the synopses of these made-up movies based on the following titles, pulled from these various random title generators over at our friends at SeventhSanctum.com. And the tag that I have on the end of this, I used in the last time we used movie makeup, so I'm not going to say it. Hey, Jack. Yes. Sorry, or you're welcome? I'm not sure. Let's hear what you've got in way of synopsi, for Beyond the Hollow Earth, Part 5.
Okay, well, also, sorry, or you're welcome.
Okay.
Beyond the Hollow Earth, Part 5. In 1957, Jack Knife and his crew of sexy do-gooding pirates got lost on their way to the North Pole to save Christmas and found themselves under the Earth's hollow crust. They never returned. In 1963, a search party of sexy utility workers, led by Captain Jack Boots, followed Knife and his crew into the hollow Earth and discovered that Knife's crew had succumbed to some sexy tentacle monsters who ate pants.
Yeah.
They narrowly escaped into the hollow core of the hollow Earth inside the Earth's core. Years later, a bus carrying a sexy college football team careened off the Golden Gate Bridge during the San Andreas quake of 1989 and straight into the hollow Earth core of the hollow Earth inside the Earth's hollow core. Led by their bus driver, Jack Hammer, they bypass the squid men but barely escape the sexy muscular cyclopses who shoot gay thoughts out of their eyes by making their way into the core of the hollow Earth core of the hollow Earth inside the Earth's core. Mm-hmm. In 1997, over the objections of his vice president, Bill Clinton sent a team of sexy Navy SEALs into the hollow Earth after receiving some weird radio signals or something. Their mission was to penetrate the hollow core of the hollow Earth's core of the hollow Earth inside the Earth's core. And what they found was truly unexpected. The team, led by Captain Major General Commander Jack Ett, sent one radio message home about the hollow Earth inside the core of the hollow Earth inside the core of the hollow Earth inside the hollow Earth's core, populated entirely by chiseled, needy, gay robots. Before going radio silent, they never returned. Bill Clinton was so sad he couldn't get it up and had to use a cigar that night. Mm. In 2024, Dr. Jack Hoff, an Earth geologist, is teaming up with the sexy pants-eating squid men of the hollow Earth inside the Earth's core, the sexy muscular cyclops of gay thoughts, one chiseled, needy gay robot, and a group of sexy underpaid grad students to face a new deadly threat emerging from the hollow Earth in the core of the hollow Earth in the core of the hollow Earth in the hollow Earth of the Earth's hollow core. Can his team neutralize the threat before it surfaces and destroys the pants industry and heterosexuality for good?
No.
Will the sexy squid men from the hollow Earth inside the Earth's hollow core live up to their promise not to denude the sexy underpaid grad students? Will the one straight grad student be able to resist the allure of ray after ray of gay thoughts? Will Dr. Jack Hoff finally lose his tentacle virginity? Find out in this summer's smash hit, Beyond the Hollow Earth, Part 5.
Oh, so wonderful. Oh, you could have kept going on. I would have canceled the 9 o'clock show. So many cores inside of so many Earths. It started just eating itself.
And yet it's all hollow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just very
it's wild.
It's just eggshells of Earths and cores. Yeah.
It's like a Earth. Russian doll of Earths.
Yeah. Yeah. Just how deep does it go? Well, you need a sexy doctor to lead an expedition to tell you that. Jack Marie, how can people get more of the varied wonderful things that comes out of Jack Marie?
I mean, you can follow me on Instagram, but I've been kind of MIA. But, you know, it's a great way to find out if I'll ever do anything creative again.
Exactly. They have to be there to know. So Himbohotamus, check that out. Wonderful, Jack. Hey, Say Two, let's wrap up your first time in this weirdness that we call this show. Let's hear your synopsis for your made-up movie, The Electronic Person.
The year is 2040, and the Department of Defense has finally perfected its motion suppression implants. Roger Smith, 40 years old, father, spy, hitman, has a heart attack due to unhealthy food habits. And is secretly implanted as a test subject on a mission. His handlers enable it, and he kills without emotion.
Oh.
However, at his son's soccer game, an unnamed enemy country hacks the implant, and he kills everyone.
Oh, no.
This summer, Starlight Animation presents one more mission. What, one man's mission? Mm. To de-electrify his heart. The Electronic Person in theaters, summer 2030.
Oh. This, the animated feature where he killed everyone at his son's soccer game. All right. That's a choice.
It needs stakes.
Sure. You know what? You're right. Now I care.
There's an emotional attachment.
Yeah.
Needs to.
Yeah.
Venge.
Made me care about this electronic person. Say, too, how can people enjoy more, say, too, where they work in bank?
There's the 6 Degrees of Strange Instagram and Facebook pages to click, subscribe, follow us, and then follow Stab Comedy Theater.
Oh, please.
Follow your local comedy theaters.
Yeah.
And usually I do a show once a month.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Well, happy to have you. We'll get you back around here sometime soon.
I did write 2 more Amoffs. I'm sad I couldn't say
it. Oh, you could have.
I could have.
You could have. How long are they?
They're 2 lines.
Do it. What do you got?
I got creative with languages. So, mango in Hindi is am.
Okay.
A-A-M.
Oh.
So, off would be mango-oriented fashion. So it's mango inspired.
Nice, nice.
The other one was leaning French, which is I'm off for amis avec des macarons, des œufs et du fromage, which is friends that have macarons, eggs, and cheese.
Those are good friends.
Yeah. Those always have an aim off in your life.
Yeah, you should. You should. Then you want for nothing.
Yes. Thank you for accommodating.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Always do extra. Molly. Yes. Molly Doan, let's wrap up this program, but first, how can people get more Molly Doan outside of the very specific confines of this episode of The Stab Show?
You know, you can follow me. I'm similar to Jack, where it's like I haven't been doing anything on my Instagram, so I'm like, all right, I'll get back to it, you know. I've been like, I gotta get back on, I'll make it look pretty and stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, I also perform every week with The Shared Experience. Feel free to, if you like improv, follow The Shared Experience Studio on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because the head guy there, James, he posts some really good improv videos if you're trying to get better at improv.
Nice.
It's really, really good.
Should check
that
out.
And then if you have Hulu, watch Next Level Chef. I'm not in it. It's just been a show that's been relaxing me a lot lately.
Okay.
They have to cook in different level kitchens.
And, oh, yes. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. We love Gordon Ramsay.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Well, thank you, Molly, for giving us our next obsession. How about you one up that? Give us your synopses for your made-up movie, The Dolphin Woman Unbound, The Final Chapter.
Yeah, so I just want to preface this with I am not good at making dolphin noises, but I wrote a lot of dolphin noises in this, and I didn't practice. Okay. 10 years ago, 3 dolphins moved to New York City, dressing up in human clothes and assimilating to the culture in hopes of bridging the gap between dolphins and humans to ultimately save the entire human race.
But it ended up being more like Sex in the City with dolphins. Eek, 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 eek. Join Care Eek, Samantha Eek, Charlique, and Miranda for one last ride around the Big Apple. Care Eek, Samantha Eek, you girls should really stop smoking cigarettes. It's not healthy. Well, I don't think drying out my dolphin nussy on stupid human executives in Manhattan is any better.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Manhattan, you girls aren't going to be happy. What is it, Miranda? I know he cheated on me, but I'm taking back Steve. And we're moving together out of Manhattan. What, you're leaving us? Yes. What will happen when the group isn't together anymore? Eek, 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 eek. That reminds me, Mr. Beek and I are moving in. Well, I guess this is the perfect time to say I'm moving in, or I'm moving back to the ocean with my model boyfriend, Smith Jared. And I'm pregnant, Harry, and I are having a baby, and also adopting a baby from China. The Dolphin Women, the final chapter. Oh, Smith Jared, take my dolphin nussy to F the sea out of me world.
God damn it.
Right? Aren't I bad at dolphin noises?
Oh.
Yeah. So the only thing I could think of was when you said Charleek, there's an actual leak.
And Stab is over. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And of course, a special thank you to our fantastic panel. Jack Marie, Setu Chindambaram, and Molly Doan. I keep throwing an N in there. Setu.
Setu is fine.
Hey, did you just enjoy this little thing we like to call the Stab Show? Why not join us in person for a live taping? Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30. Or, too distant to make it in person, tune in to Stab TV on Twitch. Or from wherever you are. Gosh darn it. I'm trying to power through this, and I'm messing up. Or a podcast from where you're thing. Just subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. But, unfortunately, that's all the time we've got tonight. So, until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying try not to take things for granted, because you never know when they might just be gone. Good night!